about the sound a horse makes at
the end? A horse nickers or neighs.
Okay.
And a mule brays.
Speaking of feeding time, when you go out, when you have chickens and you've got to feed them, you say, well, I'm going out to
feed the chicken.
Okay. A hen that is on eggs is a
sitting hen.
You keep a mother hen and her chickens in a little enclosure.
Coop. We call it a coop.
Now, a coop is just for the mother and the chickens. It's not for all the... What does it look like?
Oh, you can have them any kind of shape you want to. Most people make them, just make a little, they run down that way so the water run off of it, you know. Have it about that long and about that wide.
I see. It's like a little house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have a little door in front where they go in there.
I see. All right. Talking about eating chickens, there is a bone that the children just love to play with.
Pull a bone.
Okay. Do you know any superstitions about the... If the children pull on it, what's the...
They claim that the one going to they used to claim the one to get married before he's got the shortest end of it.
Did you ever hear anyone nailing one up over the door?
No, I don't think so.
Now I want to ask you about some calls that you would use to animals to make them come in. How would you call your cows to make them come in?
I say, whoa! And you see a razor head up when I said that, you see a razor head.
Oh, do you really? You said, great time of the day to hear that. All right, if you wanted to stand still while you're milking.
Say saw.
Saw. All right. But what about calls to get a calf to come to you?
Well, I never have had that much trouble. I hollered, come on, that's all I've ever heard. We got, my wife had three out there. And that's what she called them. She'd hear them, they'd be way on the back side of the pack. She'd holler, come on, honey, babe. They'd come creeping on up there and she'd feed them. Yeah.
Okay, what do you say to a mule or a horse to make him turn in plowing?
Well, you tell him, whoa, ho. Yeah, gee. If you want him to go to the right, you tell him, gee. If you want him to go to the left, tell him, ho.
Oh, see. When you're calling your horses to come in from the pasture.
Well, you mostly whistle.
You whistle. Yeah. How would you whistle for one? I see. You don't have any horses that are going to come thundering up here, do you?
That's okay. One thing I wouldn't be bothered with, nothing in the world.
I'd get braced if there were going to be a herd of horses to come. there are some things that you eat about a pig that are in some places unusual. The small intestines of a pig that you eat.
Corn chitlin.
Okay.
We know all about that part of it.
Yeah, did you ever make?
Chitlin? Oh, my Lord, I must. If we hadn't made enough chitlin.
Are they good?
Ooh, I reckon they are.
Never had chitlins in my life. Never.
You missed a lot.
I've had cracklings.
Oh, yeah. Cracklings come out of what it holds. That part.
Oh, that make
crackling bread. You can put some meal in it.
My mother made crackling bread.
Call it shortening bread.
Mm-hmm. Is there a word that you use for all of the insides that you would eat?
Of a hog.
Of a hog or a calf. Something that, now, I know you'd be eating the liver and this, but something you'd use to refer to all of it. Did you ever hear a horselet?
Yeah, that's horselet. Yeah, that's what we call it.
Now, how do they say it down here?
We call it heartlets, or heart hashless, I believe it is. Ain't knowing?
Yeah.
Hashless, like, make to take the lights and the heart and the liver, and make it all up together.